There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
Hey guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, I knew Duke would win. I just didn't want them to. You know, Duke was the rival of the UNLV Rebels for years when our running Rebels made it to the national championships 2 years in a row. Back in 1991. So Duke and Coach K, Mike Krzyzewski, obviously have been a thorn in us UNLV Rebel sides for a long, long time. However, I do have to admit, these guys did a damn good job. And, I mean, look at Coach K's career. I think he's been coaching Duke basketball for, 30 years now? I read somewhere he makes like $9.6 million. Salary. I mean, wow. They played some damn good basketball yesterday. And even the freshmen. You know, I was like so proud. You know, you got Jahlil Okafor, you got Tyrus Jones and Justice Winslow. I was like, damn. You know, really, really getting in there. And then Grayson Allen, this kid's got some spunk. He was rolling all over the court. And, you know, I don't follow basketball as much as I follow football because, again, I'm such a huge Rebel fan. So usually when the Rebels are done, you know, for the season, that's it. And then for NBA, you know, I'm from L.A., so Lakers and, you know, who is a fan of Lakers? But other than that, you know, this was a pretty, pretty damn good season. And it just, you know, I'm just dying to know how somebody could be that successful a coach, Jerry Tarkanian, Mike Krzyzewski, you know, it just blows my mind how I think Duke has been in the Final Four, 16 times? I mean, wow. They hit their first Final Four back in 1986. By the way, I mean, if I could just say, all right, the UNLV Rebels, and I have to go back to the Rebels, because the Fab Five, I think, started with the Rebels. Now every team seems to have a Fab Five, you know, Fab Five these days, but I think even Fox 5 has a Fab Five show. I don't know. Anyway, you know, the Rebels had kicked butt for so long. I just have to say, when I was watching the second championship game, something wasn't right. Yeah, I was, only 20-something at the time, and I'm watching on waves, like Stacey Ogman usually does. You know, his kind of backflips, you know, into the... He would put the ball in backwards. Stacey Ogman would just fly. He was horizontal, and he would be over his head backwards getting the ball in the hoop. This is what I've been watching him do for years. You know, Larry Johnson, these basketball players had some very typical signature moves, and they were the way they would play would just blow your mind away. That second game with Duke that they had in 1991, they were just not on their game. I'm like, wait a second, why isn't Stacey Ogman flying? So I figured, you know, maybe he was injured or something. And I'm just looking, I'm like, something just wasn't right. And I've never seen them play a game like that. So either everybody was injured or sick or something, or I don't know, maybe the stars weren't aligned. But, yeah, Duke deserved the win, but something just wasn't right. I don't want to say they beat UNLV at their best. Something was wrong during that game. I just don't know what it was. But other than that, still a Rebel fan, always will be, because I went to UNLV. I also went to UNR, so I don't know how the Wolfpack basketball does. I know the football was doing better than UNLV's football. But again, that's Nevada sports. You guys are all probably happy in North Carolina. Indianapolis probably happy because they made a lot of money. But let me look at the money. $9.6 million to coach basketball. Man, I picked the wrong field. Now, not that I could coach basketball, but wow. See, to me, the psychology of a team. I love sports because I love looking at the psychology of it all. Okay, Duke is going to attract some of the best players. We know that. Okay, Kentucky with the Badgers. Okay, so they are going to attract some of the best players. But just because you have kick-butt players doesn't necessarily mean you got a winning team. You got to have these guys play together. You got to have the coach. You got to have the choreography. And when you saw these guys and their plays, and they knew exactly where to be and when, and catching the rebound and all that, it was like art. Took me back to the Rebel days, so I was really, really impressed. So, congratulations, Coach K. Congratulations, Duke. I still wanted the Badgers to win because, again, Duke are mortal enemies of UNLV Rebels. All right, we got a lot to talk about. Many of you are wondering why I'm so constipated. So we'll talk about Passover and how the 10 plagues may actually have scientific background supporting them. What is the science behind the 10 plagues? And there is some, and I've talked about this on the show before. Pretty good stuff. Tylenol is not supposed to be helping back pain. Well, we know. No big duh on that one. We know that Tylenol doesn't really help people with back pain. So what does help you? We're going to talk about that. Now, we got marijuana legalized, right? And there's been a lot of debate with alcohol and pregnant women. Now we are seeing the debate of marijuana and pregnant women. So what are states going to do about women smoking marijuana who are pregnant, or shops requiring the warning that they have to warn people not to smoke pot when they're pregnant? All right? And then, have there been any studies looking at marijuana and preterm contractions? If alcohol helps stop preterm contractions, does marijuana? And that could be a pretty, pretty sticky, smoky issue. We'll definitely talk about that. Then there was a study saying, if you could go back and kill Hitler, okay, would you? Apparently, more men than women said that they would go back and kill Hitler. I don't know why more men than women. I would think this would be pretty equal. As far as I'm concerned, I would have gone back. I would have taken whatever nuke I had. I would have shoved it so far up his rectum, and I would have seen him explode into multiple bits if I could have done that. But I guess it was more of a realistic question. Okay, if if before he was who he was, could you have killed him? Again, for me, hell yeah. So as you can see, we got an extremely busy day on the Dr. Dolly Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. I also want to talk about this this man in Las Vegas who killed himself at a Easter Sunday buffet. Talk about why that happened. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who is working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. We really do appreciate it. And don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so this is a very, very rough week. Not emotionally, but digestively. Because many of us Jews are observing Passover. Now, Passover, you know, many of you don't like hanging around with us Jews anyway, but you really don't like hanging around us like this week because we're very, very grumpy. And it's all because of matzah. Now, matzah is the cracker. I sent my engineer a beautiful picture, and I put it on Twitter and Facebook for you all to see. Everybody looking, that's it. That's matzah. And it's a very, very dry, sharp, difficult-to-digest cracker, all right? And this sucker, it just scrapes as it goes down the esophagus and the stomach and the small intestine and the large intestine and the rectum and then the anus. But it is designed to, I guess, cause you to internally hemorrhage. Now, we hope that most people out there are not hemorrhaging from eating these crackers. These crackers really, really blow. But they're symbolic. And we do it because we want to commemorate what happened years ago when the Jews and the Hebrews were being enslaved by the Egyptians and we had to flee. So you guys kind of remember the story. Remember you had, Jacob and his 12 sons, right? Okay. And you have the 12 tribes of Israel. All right. Well, apparently, okay, Jacob and the 12 sons and Joseph, okay, everybody moved to Egypt when there was this big, huge famine. And Joseph was able to interpret the dreams, and the Pharaoh really dug Joseph. It was really, really cool. Okay. And then I guess Jacob gave Joseph this coat of many colors, and the other brothers were like, wait, what? How come you got a coat of many colors and I didn't? And, you know, Jacob was like, well, you guys aren't doing what Joseph does. You know, start being a better boy. And the other brothers were like, wait, what? And Joseph's like, wait. And then they're like, what? And anyway, it got like really, really ugly. But anyway, 12 tribes, okay, and I don't know where the coat is now, but there's some coat with a lot of color out there. Anyway, maybe it all got ripped up in pieces. I'm not sure. But if you guys know, that's awesome. I thought it looked really fly, especially in the 70s. That coat of many colors, because I read my, Bible stories back in the 70s. And so the books were written in the 60s that I was reading as a little girl in the 70s, and it looked really fly. I mean, it looked like a pimp jacket, honestly. It was pretty groovy stuff. I remember my sister and I going, gosh, that would look really good with purple boots, you know? It would be something that Elton John would wear. I mean, it was that, or, you know, that was set, not Liberace, but Elton John, 70s Elton John. You know, very sleek look. Okay, but that's not what Passover is about. That's not why we're constipated and bleeding rectally. All right, so next, the Passover story. Okay, so anyway, so the Hebrews and the Israelites are living there. Everything's kind of fine, okay? But then the Egyptians slowly start to look at them as a threat. Now, Joseph and his brothers are already dead. They're already gone. Okay, because Joseph was like a real, real good negotiator. Okay, I know Obama wants to be a, negotiator with Iran. Okay, we needed some of Joseph negotiating. Because Joseph was like, look, I'll interpret your dreams. And, dude, your dream is telling you to, listen to us. And I don't know. So, anyway, he can negotiate really, really well. So, anyway, now the pharaohs are getting more and more hostile. So they decide to enslave. I know my mom is going to be calling me going, this is the worst interpretation of the Bible ever, but I'm sorry, this is how I interpret it. I'm allowed to interpret the Bible any way I want to. All right, so then what happens, this is what I get from the story. All right, the Egyptians are like, okay, this is ridiculous. We don't like you. We are going to enslave you, and we're going to start killing your firstborn. So they start to order that all firstborn babies get drowned in the Nile. Now, one of the firstborn babies was Moses, okay? Now, his name wasn't Moses at the time. So, Pharaoh's daughter was kind of hanging out, and Moses' real mom threw him on like a little basket thing, threw him up the river, whatever, to save him so he wouldn't have to be drowned. Well, the Pharaoh's daughter finds him and goes, you know what, this baby's kind of cool. I'm going to take the baby, call him Moses, meaning drawn out of the water. So Moses starts being raised by the Egyptian royal family. So he kind of grows up, and he's kind of walking around with Yul Brynner, and Yul Brynner and him are kind of playing chess or checkers or whatever they did back then. All right, Yul Brynner was very, very sexy, but I don't think he realized how sexy his brother was. All right, but that's a whole other story, which is why I think Bald is sexy. Anyway, so Moses starts to be like, wait a second, something's not right here. Okay, and he did not like the Hebrews getting brutally treated and whatever, so he turns around and kills an Egyptian slave master. Now he needs to flee. So he flees to the Sinai Peninsula, okay, and he becomes a humble shepherd. So he's there for about 40 years. So he's like, and all of a sudden he receives a command from God. Now, when God talks to you, I mean, you stop. Like my kids, I always tell them, I go, you lock yourselves up in the room, you're listening to your iPad or you're playing World of Warcraft, what if I'm calling you? Oh, Mom, you know where I am, you could come and see me, you could text me, whatever. God doesn't work that way. So I always tell my kids, you need to have your ears open just in case God is giving you a message. And they're like, huh? When does he do that? I go back and read the Bible and put that iPad down. Anyway, So he gets a message from God, and God's like, okay, you got to go back to Egypt, and you need to free the Jews, and you need to go with your brother Aaron, all right? And Aaron's like, well, I don't want to go with my brother anywhere. And they're like, go do it. All right, so they do it. Okay, so they go, and Pharaoh was like, well, nah. Right, so now, all right, Moses is ticked, and now God's ticked. Okay, and the last thing you want to do is make God mad. So God unleashes these plagues onto the Egyptians, and these plagues were really, really bad. Okay, so the 10 plagues, which many of you guys know about, like the first one was all the water turned to blood. Okay, I'm not going to give you the exact quotes, but then frogs were the second plague. They're like frogs all over the place. And then there was gnats or lice. Then there were flies. Then livestock got disease, like the oxen. All right. Then came boils. All right. And then boils came upon man, beast throughout the land of Egypt. Then came thunder and hail. Then came locusts. Then came darkness. Okay, darkness is pretty scary. That happened for about 3 days. And then death of the firstborn. Now, these all didn't come at once. Okay, what happened is Pharaoh kept changing his mind, going, well, maybe, well, whatever. And he kept saying, you know, so shall it be written, so shall it be done. I know that's what Yul Brynner said, so I don't really know if that really happened in the Bible. But so shall it be written, so shall it be done. Become very, very famous in Hollywood for that. Okay, so finally he's like, you know what, just go. Because he loses, you know, Pharaoh loses the first of his kid. Okay, so Moses is like, all right, guys, Hebrews, we're going. And they're like, wait, come on. It's like, boy, incredible. We're not going anywhere because Pharaoh's just going to change his mind. Moses is like, no, we get the stepping. Let's go. Let's move. And they're like, what? Really? Nah. Okay, well, I got to pack my goats. I got to pack my coat. I got to pack my bread. He's like, no time to pack. Let's go. Get the stepping now. So like, really? And then, you know, that ease on down the road. Remember the Wiz? That song came into play. That's how I remember all this, right? Gotta ease on down the road. Okay, so everybody's easing on out, and most like, you guys gotta hurry up. No more easing. Come on, guys. I don't care if your bread's not made. Well, we gotta pack food, you know, because, you know, we don't have any Hostess cupcakes or anything like that to pack. No insure or boost. He's like, I will boost your butts out of Egypt and myself. Let's go. So they didn't have time to leaven their bread. Okay, now to leaven the bread, I guess you need the yeast to rise, you know, allow the bread to rise. So they couldn't do that. So when they had to flee, their bread was some pretty hard, probably constipated them also, which was probably another thing. I'm sure some of the Hebrews or the Jews, because Jews always have bad bowels, are probably like, wait a second, I got to go potty. So you're going to have to wait because I really, really got to, you know, try to get my bowels to move. He's like, no, we got to flee. Right? And he was right because the Pharaoh changed his mind again. Okay, you thought women are bad at changing their mind. This guy would change his mind all the time. All right, we don't know if he was bipolar. We don't know if he was schizophrenic. We don't know. But all we know is he changed his mind way too many times. So now they have to flee. So now they're crossing the Red Sea, or they can come up from the Red Sea. Moses is like, well, what do we do? God's like, well, I got this handled, babe. And he parts the Red Sea, and everybody starts running and fleeing, and the bread still isn't leavened, etc. They're just running, right? And now they kind of get the point, because now they see the Egyptians following them. All right, so then Moses turns around. Everybody is hiding behind Moses. Thousand Jews. Yul Brynner, for some reason, or the Pharaoh, stays back. But then as the Egyptians come, they get drowned in the Red Sea. And from here on out, we eat matzah. Now, there is some science that is found. We're going to talk about this in the next break. There is some, I guess, scientific explanations for those 10 plagues. Because, you know, I find it very, very difficult to believe when people say, well, you know, the Bible isn't scientifically sound. It didn't happen. I believe it did happen. But I do like to hear a scientific explanation just to kind of make everything copacetic. So we'll talk about that when we get back. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
All I
I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone
at 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so being scientifically minded as I am, because in order to be a doctor, you got to go through a hell of a lot of science classes. You got to take biology, biology one, and then biology two, and then you got to take botany, then you take chemistry, and then you take biochemistry, and you take organic chemistry one and organic chemistry two, and then you get to take the physics and all that. So you get so much science that those of us that are religious minded, created have a little difficulty trying to then make sense of what happened biblically and the science behind it. Or science in general. So I love it when scientists go, wait a second, okay? The Bible stories may be scientifically based and this is why. So as far as I'm concerned, this is like way cool and this explains it. Even though I think it is totally within God's power to send a bunch of frogs attacking people, all right? I think that is within his power, and if that's happened, I'm going to believe that it happened. But it's still cool to see if there's any science behind it. All right, so I guess the ancient city, all right, which was located along the Nile Delta, and I guess was the capital of Egypt during the Pharaoh Ramses II reign, ruled between 1279 BC and 1213 BC. The city appears to have been abandoned around 3,000 years ago, and scientists claim that these plagues offer an explanation. Okay, so if the city was abandoned, that could be some proof as it is. Okay, they fled. And now, I'm not saying just because the city was abandoned, you know, that it was destroyed in the Bible or, you know, hit with a bunch of plagues. But that it does help, you know, because that would stink that people there, you know, go, wait a second, you know, my great, 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 granddad did not say this happened. You know, and then that would be a big problem. Okay? Now, climatologists were studying the ancient climate at the time, and they found climate change, a dramatic change. Calm down. No, this doesn't mean it's going to happen to us. No, there's no frog extermination. Stop it. No. But it was a climate change that occurred towards the end of Ramses II's reign. All right. Now, what they did is they looked at stalagmites in Egyptian caves, and they have been able to rebuild a record of the weather patterns using traces of radioactive elements contained within the stalagmites. Right? You know, you got stalagmites and stalactites. Stalagmites come from the bottom. Stalactites are holding on tight to the top. Okay. Now, they found that Ramses' reign coincided with a warm, wet climate. But then, remember, there was a drought. So the climate switched to a dry period. I know, which is what we're having in the Southwest. I get it. I get it. I know. Just calm down. Professor Augusto Magini, a paleoclimatologist at Heidelberg University's Institute for Environmental Physics, said Pharaoh Ramses II reigned during a very favorable climactic period. There was a lot of rain, the country flourished, but the wet period only lasted a few decades. Then the climate curve goes sharply downwards. Then it was very dry, and there were serious consequences. So they say that rapid switch in the climate was the trigger for the first of the plagues. The rising temperatures could have caused the River Nile to dry up, turning that river, which originally was fast, to now a slow-moving, muddy water course. This is being reported by Telegraph. Now, when there's mud and stagnation, you start getting more algae. So they believe that that's when the red algae had a chance to flourish. Hence, the Nile looked like it turned to blood. All right. Also, there's a bacteria known as the burgundy blood algae or the Oscillatoria rubescens that also has been known to exist 3,000 years ago and still can cause red-looking water, red-looking rivers. It multiplies massively in slow-moving warm waters, has high levels of nutrition, and then it stains the water red. So, okay, now that you have a messed up river and you have drought, now you got frogs that cannot be living in the swamps. So what do the frogs do? They get the hell out. So now you have all these frogs that were living along swamp area now moving inland, and that's why there was a big infestation of frogs. I'll buy it. Okay, then next, okay, so now you got the frogs. Well, once you have frogs, and now you also got a lot of bugs and other pestilence deciding to come. All right, so now you have mosquitoes, flies, and other insects, okay? Now, then you got the fifth and sixth plagues. You got diseased livestock and boils. Well, if you got all the bugs and you got all the mosquitoes and flies, etc., coming to where the animals are, and now the animals are also starting to be dehydrated. When you're dehydrated, you're a little bit more vulnerable to infectious disease. So now you have the animals starting to get sick. All right, insects have malaria, etc. You know, there was a variety of things that could have plagued them. And then, of course, plague, boils. Maybe there was staph bacteria back then, but you know, very, very difficult to fight infection when you're infested with insects and frogs, not enough water, drought, etc. Okay, now some of you are like, okay, wait a second, I get that. But what about this whole hail and locusts and darkness? Well, 400 miles away was possibly one of the biggest volcanic eruptions that occurred in human history, okay? The volcano was part of the Mediterranean islands of Santorini, just north of Crete. Now, it exploded 3,500 years ago, they say. So there was billions and billions of volcanic ash spewed into the atmosphere. Well, that makes things kind of dark. Then the volcanic ash could have clashed with thunderstorms, and then you got the hail, etc. So now you got hail, you got thunderstorms. The locusts a lot of times come, I guess, when there's volcanic ash. I don't know much about locusts, but that could be an issue, okay? And volcanic ash blocks out the sunlight, and now you have lava, and they found lava. They found pumice, all right, during excavations of the Egyptian ruins, and they also found that the rock came from the Santorini volcano. So, okay, now, what about the firstborn? All right, well, this is interesting, okay? What they thought about with this was the firstborn, a lot of times, was the first to eat, okay? And they think a fungus poisoned the grain supply. Work with me on this one. So, a fungus poisoned the grain supply. And if the male firstborn had first pickings, then he might have been the one to eat the fungus. I don't know if I would say that. I personally think God just decided to go back and kill firstborn, you know, because he was really mad that they did that to the Jews. Okay, that's what I think. So that was the science there among the 10 plagues. Now, you know, with the whole algae thing and the toxic algae and the red bacteria and all that, you know, it to me, it's believable, all right? But, you know, I mean, how I look at it is, you know, things had to be written down. And, yeah, they had scribes and, you know, people would write things down for history and then it had to be translated. But like playing telephone, after a while the story does change a little bit. But there seems to be some consensus on what these plagues were. And so I as far as I'm concerned, it happened. I still don't understand why I have to bleed internally by eating the matzah. But I understand that for the week, you know, we don't celebrate Lent. So we need to do something to, you know, remember our past and show respect to God. And so that's why we do it. You know, personally, I would rather have a real bad period, but that's okay. I'll handle the matzah. It's just, you don't understand. It's so uncomfortable when you're constipated. I really need a prune. You know, I mean, just one prune. Prunes we could eat, which is why you never see any prunes around this time of year. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a four-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit two per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. L-I. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, you guys remember Roscoe P. Coltrane from the Dukes of Hazzard? I loved Roscoe. Remember Roscoe that always like make that sound? He had a dog. I forgot what his dog's name is. And he was, you know, had to serve Boss Hogg and his wife Lulu. I love the Dukes of Hazzard. Well, unfortunately, actor James Best has died at age 88. He played Sheriff Roscoe P. Coltrane in the show. Had 83 different movie appearances, over 600 TV shows. And, you know, he never was able to stop the General Lee or them Duke boys. He unfortunately passed away yesterday in a hospice in Hickory, North Carolina. His illness was caused by complications with a bout of pneumonia. Unfortunately, they made the announcement earlier today. And, you know, he was, I guess, in Alfred Hitchcock Presents. He was in the Andy Griffith Show. But The Dukes of Hazzard from 1979 to 1985, one of my favorite shows ever. Oh, my gosh, John Schneider, total babe. Love John Schneider. Mm. Love Bo Duke. I've always wanted to marry Bo Duke. I was like, Dahlia Duke. Yeah. Well, back then I was called Dolly. I didn't go by my full name until I was a little older. So I was going to be Dolly Duke, you know, like Days of Dukes. I'm going to be Dolly Duke, but it never happened. Now I'm Dahlia Wax. I love my husband, you know, but I mean, you know, it's not Bo Duke. Just, yeah, you know, it's something I got to, you know, just live with, but that's all right. Husband's a good man. I have asked him to wear tight jeans and dye his hair blonde. Anyway, and, I guess, yeah, all right. Well, may he rest in peace, Roscoe P. Coltrane. Man, that's a shame. That's a shame. I'm sorry. James Best, 88 years old. Okay, you know, back pain. Back pain is probably one of the biggest complaints I get from my patients, besides the fact that I'm their doctor. And, you know, a study had come out saying that acetaminophen, or in Europe, paracetamol, made absolutely little or no difference to treating back pain. And, of course, you and I probably looked at the study and said, well, duh. I mean, yeah, we know that, okay? Thank you. Tell us something we don't know. Okay, no poop, Sherlock. Duh. Now, they say back pain affects one person in three every year. And I also think there's a statistic that every 3 years we experience some sort of back pain. But I can't, you know, put my license on that one. But they say one in three each year, I'm hurting, my back hurting. But the reason why my back is hurting is because the matzah made a sharp left into my sigmoid, and so I'm having a little pain over there on my left. Anyway, the back pain is obviously more common, and we've been told that we need to avoid these anti-inflammatories, these NSAIDs now, as much as we can. So, why? These anti-inflammatories, these NSAIDs like Aleve, Motrin, naproxen, ibuprofen, brand generic names, these are medicines that could cause GI bleed, could cause, you know, a wearing of your lining in your stomach, as well as a small intestine, could increase reflux disease, could put you at risk for heart failure, hurt your kidney, even bother your liver. So many of us have been turning to Tylenol, right? Going to Tylenol or acetaminophen or paracetamol in Europe. Now, the problem is you got to be careful going to that, because that could affect your liver. And so many people that pop Tylenol all the time could unfortunately have abnormal liver function tests. So a review published in the British Medical Journal analyzed 13 clinical trials and found that paracetamol or acetaminophen made little or no difference to back pain. And if you took it regularly, you were 4 times more likely to have abnormal liver function tests. So the British Medical Journal review supports the findings that were published last year in The Lancet that said if you do placebo or you take acetaminophen, no difference. Okay? So what are you to do? All right? Well, you know, we tell you, all right, everybody lose weight. That helps the back. All right, I know, that's fine. But I mean, okay, you know, that could take years to lose weight, especially since we keep gaining as the years go. Okay, we also say to exercise, okay? But what exactly is the cause of the back pain? Okay, some of you guys have malalignment or subluxations of your vertebrae. And so if you're having muscle tightening now, okay, because you're not in alignment, one of the easiest things to do for back pain is go and get aligned. You know, when I have neck pain or back pain, etc., thank God I'm married to my husband. even though I really need to take back and recant that Beau Duke request. And he adjusts me. And I got to tell you, that does better and faster than any Motrin or acetaminophen could. So I would recommend, if you have a good chiropractor, try some chiropractic, some good physical therapy, massage. You're hurting a lot of times because of your muscle. Well, then we need to get the muscle to relax. We need to massage the muscle, work it out. Some of you guys have trigger points, and we talked about trigger points, okay? And many of you guys can find your trigger points by asking somebody to give you a massage when you're having back pain. And they hit a spot, and you're like, ow, 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 no, 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 stop it, that hurts, ow, 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 ow. And you're like, that is a trigger point. And trigger point injections could help with that, all right? I trained under Dr. Jimmy Hara in Kaiser Sunset years ago, who wrote the book on trigger point injections. You know, a little bit of steroid, a little bit of lidocaine, marcaine, etc., inject right into the spot that is that focus, okay, of the muscle spasm. It's kind of like this big band of muscle with this big red flashing dot. Try to get into that, even though there's really no flashing dot. Imagine a flashing dot. I love to imagine dots. I love dots. I love polka dots. Just love dots. Anyway, so imagine that. You inject it. That could then calm down the muscle. That's kind of a nice thing to do. So you see, there's other things that could be done. You know, these topical gels, all right, like these rub-on gels, like Voltaren, etc., they may not get to the deep, deep nerve pain or the deep, deep disc issues that you're having, but a lot of your pain may be more superficial. And if it helps relax muscle spasm, etc., that could be some pretty cool stuff. We're going to be interviewing a rep from one of the pharmacies that actually has these compounding creams that you could use to help with back pain that has muscle relaxant, etc. Really, really cool. And these things help. I even tried the stuff. Thank God I don't suffer from a lot of back pain that's out there, but it's still provided some relief, even in my superficial sense that I needed. Heat patches seem to be nice. All right, these stick-on patches generate heat, and heat can relax the muscle. You got to be careful, because sometimes if you have inflammation, you don't want heat patches. You want to use ice. But for some of you with chronic muscle spasm, etc., the heat patch works nice. For ice is probably one of your most therapeutic pain relievers. If you have an itch or a rash, you apply ice. Got to be careful not to burn the skin, of course. But these cool packs really do nicely. Same thing with a migraine. Use cold. The big complaint that people have is that the cold, you know, as soon as you stop it, you have pain again. Well, but again, if you could, you know, avoid popping a pain pill for a couple hours by using the cold, that could be good. You know, there was a study about antibiotics. There was a study that said 40% of chronic back pain was linked to a bacterial infection. This comes from the University of Southern Denmark. Another study found that antibiotics reduced back pain in 80% of patients who had suffered with it for more than 6 months. So, antibiotics may be now used to treat back pain. My problem with that is it could give rise to more superbugs. They said you want to make sure you have a chair that kind of slopes, that supports the low back. Osteopaths are also great, just like chiropractic. Make sure you're active, and I'm also a huge fan of acupuncture. Definitely check out acupuncture if you can. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.